Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zitobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Njabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 1 kumfumfu 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bona ngani vele isikhathi kade sisifikile ukuthi kwenziwe njalo and sibona ngazathi kuzanceda ukuletha i-business labantu bakwazi ukuthi babuyele emisebenzini basebenze.
Isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 kwele South Africa okwamukelwe ngenjabulo enkulu ngabaningi ikakhulu abavela eZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe.
Kuthiwa yena lo mqondisi moyo labanye abayi-30 eplazimbeni Tabazinzwini we-Chief Lord mhlaka 8 March bakhuthaza udlakela batshaya u-security guard basebethatha le-laptop ye-14,500 eyayingeka Floyd Ambrose.
Isiphathamandla sebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patton Mqaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi obulawayo namhla ekhalaza imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso. Ukuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo o-hip hop uWarren Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi ngu-Rocky Dub ocula ekobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Abantu abaphezulu kwamakhulu amathathu 335 abahlolwe izolo batholakala bele COVID-19 elizweni kwathi abayisikhombisa babulawa yilo umkhuhlane. Okwamanje ilizwe selenelisile ukuhlaba abantu abedlula izigidi ezintathu 3 million ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Kodwa abangaba yizigidi ezedlula kancane ezimbili babo 2.2 million yibo asebehlatshwe amajekiseni omabili. Ngubika abogacha lwezempila kahle. Kunjalo nje, isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 kwele South Africa okwamukelwe ngenjabulo ngabaningi, ikakhulu abeZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe. UThuso Khumalo sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Kusukela namhlanje izalwane zakwele South Africa sezivunyelwa ukuqhuba imbuthano elabantu abafika izinkulungwane ezimbili 2,000 ngabe phandle kwezakhiwo kumbe abedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa 750 ngabe phakathi. Isikhathi sokunqabela abantu ukuhamba laso sekusela amahola amane kuphela kusukela ngo-12 o'clock ebusuku kusiya ku-4 o'clock ekuseni. Emngcwabeni sekuvunyelwa abantu abalikhulu 100. Abanatha utshwala labo batsha umlozi njengoba sebevunyelwa ukubuthenga malanga wonke. Kanti emabhawa sebengabubhudla kuze kutshaye u-11 o'clock ebusuku. Esethula lesi simemezelo izolo ebusuku, umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa uthele South Africa seliphumile ku-third wave ye-coronavirus, kanti ke lezibalo zabahlaselwa ilo mkhuhlane ngelanga sezehle kakhulu.
At the peak of the third wave, we were recording around
qale kuhlaselwa abantu abafika 20,000 ngelanga kodwa kathesi sebedlalela kubo 2,000.
The average number of new cases was at around 1,800 a day.
Lamanyathelo aza ngesikhathi kuyiwa kokhisimusi njalo ele South Africa lilungiselela ukhetho asemukelwe ngezandla zombili ngabaningi. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Khanyisa Sinkala uthi bathemba lokhu kuzavula amathuba emsebenzi laloba nje umnyaka usuvele ususiyaphela.
Ke sibona ngani vele isikhathi kade sisifikile ukuthi kwenziwe njalo and sibona ngazathi kuzanceda ukuletha i-business labantu bakwazi ukuthi babuyele emisebenzini basebenze. Sisilanda i-festive season ukuthi lokhu abantu kuvulwe kuvalwe sokusilimazile economically. So encouragement yami kubantu base Zimbabwe abalapha ezweni lase South Africa ukuthi asambeni siyehlaba.
Isikole senhlanganiswe emela izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa eZimbabwe community in South Africa umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi uthi asisekwe isizathu sokuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe aqhubeke evale imingcele kulabo abafuna uzokwethekela lokuzothenga kwele South Africa.
Abantu bese bethwele nzima kakhulu kodwa ke siyanxusa nje ukuthi ngabe lelizwe lakithi nalo kuyavulwa amabhoda impilo zabantu sezinesikhathi eside zinile kuyadingeka nje ukuthi kuvulwe amabhoda abantu bekwazi ukuhamba baye emakhaya bayelungisa okunye babone nezihlobo nabantwana.
Loba kunjalo abanye bathi ukuvumela abantu abaningi kangaka bebuthana ngesikhathi kuqhutshwa imikhankaso yokukhetho oluza qhutshwa ngolwezi kungahle kuphose ilizwe ku-fourth wave engagcina isenza kuvalwe zonke izinto. Sebephose bafike izigidi ezintathu asebehlaselwe i-coronavirus kwele South Africa 2.9 million. Asebefile sebebanga kuzinkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisishiyagalolunye 87,000. Asebehlatshwe ngokugcweleyo sebesedlula izigidi ezisishiyagalombili over 8 million. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, ngingutuso Khumalo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Isiphathamandla sebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patton Mxaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namuhla ekhalaza imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso kulandela icala alitheswayo elokubangela udlakela ngenyanga kamabasa kwingxabangxoza eyaqhamuka epulazini entaba zinduna. Ibandla leli lalisithi kufanele umnumzana Floyd Ambrose asuke epulazini le-Tabas induna farm eNyamandlovu ngoba linge likamnumzana Brian Davis obikwa walithathelwa. Umnumzana Ambrose uthi wantshontshelwa imali njalo wachaywa ngamalunga e-MRP ngaleso isikhathi. Amanye amalunga leli bandla angamachumi amathathu lane agoqela umkhokheli walo umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo lawo akhangelelwe ukumiswa phambi komthethwandaba ngecala elifanayo. Umnumzana Dumisani Dube igqwetha elibamelayo usichasisela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ya, wethu sicala lokuthi kuthiwa yena lo Mqondisi Moyo labanye abayi-30 eplazini lentaba zinzwini awe-Chief Lord mhlaka 8 March bakhuthaza odlakela batshaya u-security guard base bethatha le-laptop le-14,500 eyayingeka Floyd Ambrose. So uchajwa ngo-section 37 of the Criminal Qualifications Reform Act insecurity by court and incitement of public violence.
Sizwa njalo ukuthi akhona amanye amalunga emthwakazi Republic Party azamiswa phambi komthethwandaba betheswa cala bani njalo kuyini elikukhangelele ngalolu daba?
Ya, kuthiwa kulabanye abayi-31 abagoqela umthungameli we-MRP Mqondisi Moyo ngamapholisa lasenkathulo emaphepheni abo bathi babeyi-32 kodwa amabizo asikajeli namabizo angikhona ngobani. Akwakhathi esikhayelela ukuthi njengoba sesenzile i-application yebheli ukuthi uxabe bethu nisicalele sokendlini salindela ukuthi inkantolo izathini. Siyabuyela ekhodi ngomvulo ngo-11:45 so sizazi ukuthi bathini, then we'll take from there. Kodwa amapholisa ebadesali ukuthi bethole ibheli besithi bazabaleka bathanda ukukhuthaza udlame okwenkantolo ekhodayo asikabile nsolo but i-conduct yamapholisa esolisayo ukuthi isikhathi esiningi bagijimisa into zepolitics ukuthi benze umsebenzi lalapho ungenacala khona lalapho ungenasidingo sokuthi beyalthi umuntu ethole ibheli baphikisa kuphela
cala balivumi bayalala icala.
Lo umnumzana Dumisani Dube igqwetha isixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Ukusenjalo ibandla le-MDC Alliance lithi abasakhulayo abathathu ababotshwe izolo besola ikhomishini ebona ngoqhutshwa kokhetho yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission sebetheswe icala lokuvimba amahofisi la. Batsho nemini yonke namhla besesitokisini njalo bengetheswanga icala. Amagqwetha abo ezama ukuthi bakhululwe. Abathathu laba babalisa umnumzana Johannes Karishi, Crispin Vera, Lodenford Ngatsiwore, ongukhansila. Isikolo senkuba primary school enkayise sisungule uhlelo lokufundisa abantwana kusetshenziswa imitshina yama-computers, ama-radio sets lokunye. Uhlelo lolu olusekelwa isizalwane seZimbabwe esiphandle kwelizwe esingafisanga ukuvezwa ngigama lukhangelelwe ukuba luzanceda ukuvimba ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-COVID-19. Umnumzana Robert Ndlovu wabona ngokusungulwa kohlelo lolu uthi abantwana ababalisi lezakhamizi baluthakazelela. Asizweni exoxa ngalolu daba lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
Ngihambe ukuyafaka ukuthiwa yi-digital library for e-learning system. Basically isikole semaphandleni azila internet connectivity, so esikwenzayo if you cannot access internet sinasayiletha kuwe. So engasuka ngikwenzile la, ngathatha amabhuku, ama-PDF, ama-radio lessons ama-MP3 lama-video kubo YouTube lapha la amahala ngagqiba ku-computer kwenza ukuthi ngicreate okuthiwa i-digital library. So ngangilama-laptop amabili futhi ngase ngithenga le speaker, yabona ukuzipika okutsha ngabafana nalo okwengoma lokho okulengiswayo lokho, right? Ngithenga lama-USB flash, ama-flash drive. I think ngathenga ama-32 gig, I think ayi-6 masezasezivotshwa sesesiya khonayo. So ngithe vele ngifika khona bengasekanje i-internet ngoba ngathi 60% of the educational material esetshenziswa ezikolo yayisigcwele ku-hard drive yekhompyutha engahambelayo. So ngifika ngale ngafika ngabatshengisa ukuthi ukholekthwa njani, ngafaka i-speaker lesa, ngafaka i-USB kwadlala ama-radio lessons. So lapha babesenza ukuthiwa ngama-auditory esizinze okokulalela. Sasikwenza sisakhula ajwe okuthiwa ngama-radio lessons okwakuqala. Okwesibili, I think lokhu kwabajabula kakhulu, amavidiyo angangihambelayo la ku-computer ngiyenelisa ukuthi edlalwe kuma-computer wirelessly kodwa engazange eye ku-intanethi. Ama-computer lamafoni abo ayecupha khonapho ku-computer le engangihambelayo okuthiwa yi-local area network. So ngase ngithina laba balisi ukuba beziproducele i-content yabo, ngoba ungananzelela ukuphuma kube YouTube lezindawo ngokwemazweni so ngabafundisa ukuthi berekhode using amafoni abo nokuthi barekhode ama-radio lessons ngolimi ngizwa abantu aba.
So ngasikhangela khonapho-ke singathi ukuze kwethule uhlelo lolu kwethula ngaphansi kwenkampani yokuthiwa kuyini, njalo ubona ngani kuyasebenza kakhulu yini emaphandleni nxa usethula uhlelo lolu?
Yebo, kuyasebenza. Ikhampani mina I'm a consultant kwi-telecoms and ICT. Ikhampani yami kuthiwa yi-Woza Town. So uhlelo lolu ngaluqashe e-town abakubulawayo, ngifaka ama-website yama-e-learning libraries ezikolo where abantwana could access i-material esikolo kumbe using internet. But even e-town lapho kwi-internet yangkhona iyadula. So esasebenza esikolo lapha emthethe yasenzika primary, abantwana bayabuya esikolo kumbe abazali lama-USB drive kumbe lama-memory card sebekophela isifundo leza ma-memory card, ngoba wonke umuntu la ifoni lapha endlini. Abantu abaningi balawa ama-smart TV lapha ababukela khona umvango lakwesidingo and so on. So igephu yayikhona ngeza abantu abaningi bengibhatile abengilobela besithi pho-ke sinemakhaya okungala intanethi okungalazisa kuthiwayo. Ngathi hhayi, for izesa kusebenziswa ama-solar panel, njalo amakhompyutha siwasebenzisayo kuthiwa ngama-micro computers, okutsho ukubana akadli umlilo omningi. So amaphaneli faka laphana akaduli kakhulu lamabhatri. So i-demand i-excitement angayibona kokutitshi njengoba ngithithi ngihamba kokuqala ekhaya, semphendule kobulawayo sizabuyela ngemva kwamaviki amabili
Lo umnumzana Robert Ndlovu ingcwethi wezobulembu be-intanethi obexoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 esenkuba Primary School eNkayi esabelweni seMathebeleleni North. Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela imizamo yokwenqabela iCOVID-19 kanye lokuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela. Paul Kakame wakwele Rwanda uthi lizwe lakhe lifuna ukuqhatsha ababalisi abaqeqeshe ezifundweni ezitshiyeneyo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Wethule lokhu eKigali ngolwesithathu kusihlwa emhlanganweni weRwanda eZimbabwe Trade and Investment Conference ogqitshwe izolo. Emhlanganweni lo bekulabaqondisi bamankampani, iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakhe lezakwele Zimbabwe labanye. Umabona kude weRwanda Television uthaphe amazwi la esithi uyafisa kakhulu ukuqhatsha ababalisi abakhaliphileyo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimta, utshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukuba bakwamukela ukukhulunywe ngumongameli Kagame.
Siyambonga umongameli waseRwanda ngokunanzelela ukuthi ababalisi beZimbabwe baqeqeshile njalo bayahlonipheka, kanti benza lezinga lezemfundo leZimbabwe libe lezinga elihloniphekayo. Okusukuhleke ukuthi sesibonwa ngamazwe wonke ukuthi ababalisi laba bayasebenza ngokumqotho, sindana behlangana lobunzima obukhulu elizweni labo.
Lizakhulumisana lohulumende na ngodaba lolu, babandlovu?
Esikujabulelayo kakhulu ukuthi nxa lo umkhumbulo ongaba ngumkhumbulo ophumelelayo kawuphumelele, kuyukuthi ohulumende baxhumene ukuthi labo babalisi abahamba besiya eRwanda bahambe beyingxenye kahulumende, ukwenzela ukuthi inkanuko zabo zebekhona ngale zinanzeleleke njalo zivikeleke. Phela umuntu angahamba eyedwa olakho ukuthi afike adliwe ngamanqe esekhonale. Thina-ke siyakukhuthaza ukuthi kube khona ababalisi abahambayo besiyadinga ulwazi kwamanye amazwe, kanti njalo bebachathekela ngolwazi lweZimbabwe. Sikubonile kusenzakala lokho eleZimbabwe lisungula uzibuse, okutshengisela ukuthi kakusiyo nto entsha ukuthi ababalisi bachaphakale bagcwale amazwe bencedisana lezinye izizwe. Labethu-ke ke ngokunjalo kufanele sibe kusukwemukele lokho, kakusiyo nto elihlazo. Ukuthi baningi okunganani ababalisi abakhanuka ukuthi baye khona, hhatshi asikakutholi ukuthi baningi okunganani, kodwa nxa bebaningi bekhanuka okutshengisela ukuthi bayafisa ukuthi baye kubona kwezinye indawo ukuthi kwenzakalani, mhlawumbe njalo bangathola ukungcono. Nanku phela ukuhamba kwazala induna.
Lo umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yababalisi yeZimta, obexoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseHarare. Okwamanje ngesizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Uhulumende weDemocratic Republic of Korea wethule umbiko mhlaka 13 kunyanga kaMpandula esithi uvivinya ukusebenza kwezikhali zenhlamvu zombhubhiso ezohlobo lwama-long range cruise missiles angafika kwele Japan. Kumalanga amabili alandela umbiko lo, uhulumende lo wasungula ukusebenza kwalezi izikhali ezimbili ngokuzivivinya okungokwakuqala kunyanga eziyisithupha ezedluleyo. Uhulumende weMelika wasola lolu hlelo emhlanganweni lentatheli zindaba isikhulumeli sikahulumende weMelika umnumzana Ned Price Wathi ukuvivinywa kwalezi izikhali yikwephula izivumelwano eziningi ezogatshalo ezomvikela kumanyano wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations olwe-Security Council, njalo elemelika liyazi ukuthi inyathelo leli ngelokwethusela amazwe akhelane lele Democratic Republic of North Korea kanye lawemhlabeni jikelele. Obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kusigodlo sezomvikela emelika esePentagon, umnumzana John Kirby uthe lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi inyathelo leDemocratic Republic of Korea liletha okungahlaliseki. Ugcizelele wathi uhulumende weMelika uzimisele ukuvikela ele Republic of Korea lele Japan ukukhulumisana ngezikhali zombhubhiso ezamanuclear phakathi kwelizwe leUnited States lele Democratic Republic of Korea kwamiswa kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2019, kodwa uhulumende kamongameli Biden wakubeka sobala ukuthi ufuna inkulumo lezi ziqhubeke. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Price uthi elemelika lizimisele ukuthi kube lenkulumo ezizavumela ukuthi ligcwalise injongo yalo eyokuthi kungabi lezikhali zombhubhiso kusigaba se-Korean Peninsula. Uthi elemelika alila njongo yokuba lenzondo ngokwenziwe ngele Democratic Republic of Korea, kodwa lidinga ukwehlisa izinga lokwethuselwa kwemelika labangani balo abagoqela ele Republic of Korea lele Japan, njalo baza kufeza lokhu ngokukhulumisana kuhle. Kusikhatshana esisanda ukwedlula bekulenhlelo ezithile phakathi kwele Melika lamazwe akhelane lelizwe leNorth Korea kukhulunywa ngalo. Phakathi kwenyanga kaNcwabakazi, omela iDemocratic Republic of Korea eMelika uSung Kim uvakatshele eleTokyo wahlangana leziphathamandla zikahulumende weJapan lezeRepublic of Korea ukucubungula udaba lweDemocratic Republic of Korea lezinye. Abaphathintambo bakwamanye amazwe abe-PRC labeRepublic of Korea bahlangana eSeoul ngesikhathi eleDemocratic Republic of Korea lisanda ukuvivinya izikhali zalo ezama-long-range missiles. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Price uthe imihlangano le iqakathekile kunhlelo zokukhulumisana, njalo elemelika likholwa ukuthi imbuthano le izafeza injongo efana leyemelika lamazwe akhelane leDemocratic Republic of Korea eyokuthi kube lengqubekela phambili kunhlelo zokuthi kungabi lezikhali zombhubhiso esigabeni seKorean Peninsula. Lapho belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo we-hip hop uWaren Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi nguRocky Dub ocula ekoBulawayo. Asizweni ixoxalo Ezra Chisa Sibanda weStudio 7.
I'm such a flamer. She asked me who I be. Keep nothing fella. This city motivator. This give me no some paper. I'ma get one that asked me how I feel. Bro, I'm G'd up my G. Ungafika uthi udinga uWaren Moyo ekasi lakhe enketha abamazi, kodwa ungathi Rocky Dub bakukhomba kuye. Kungani esaziwa kangaka la?
Ngazalelwa enketha, ngafunda enketha primary grade 1 to 7. Ngase ngiqhubeka ngisiya eJonthalak entaba zinduna ekhe ngayenza khona i-secondary yami. Ngiqeda khona phangaya eBulawayo Adventist High School engayenza khona i-A-level yami. Ngingathi ngaqalisa ukurekhoda sibili okujulileyo 2009.
I'm hard, I'm such a flamer. She asked me who I be. Give nothing better. This city motivator. This give me no some paper. I'ma get one that. Ungena nje kwezomculo we-hip hop uRocky Dub ephiwa umdlandla ngabanye abaphambi kwakhe.
Ngathi ngomalume bami ngoba babekuyenza kusuka ngakhula ngibabona bakhangile lami. I think wangenza ngafisa ukuba yiwo. Ngikungenze ngakhetha umdumo lo yikho futhi ukuthi ngakhula ngibukela ukuthi bona babesenza njani izinto zabo. Abantu asebewamukele kahle, sengathola lama-nomination ama-best hip hop. Abantu basekela and abantu bayathenga ama-album la.
Fakela machera ipo Henny winu desha ipo Sefugu lama kesa ipo Shkale stochi kred la izo Fakela machera ipo
Yesebenza ejagala komoyo selamadlalade athize elawaqindezelayo asetholakala njalo ethengwa ngabalandeli bakhe.
Sengenze ama album angu 3. Eyokuqala ngiyenze 2018 abayithi Ghost Standards. Esibili ngiyenze 2019 abayithi Uyafi. Then esithathu ngiyenze ngeminyaka odlulileyo abayithi Ngolingo the album. Engizenzele khona apha futhi kobulawayo labantu abaproducer khona bekobulawayo.
Yesimbe fakwe futha mesayibonga Bophela boheva bomthayikho Injezile ukuphusha you don't know Phela ngakudla i right off Bengasoli bottles popping
sinje Thomele sivale uhlelo phosela ilizwi kubalaleli rock dub ungakahambi
Liqhubekele lisekela nathi asisose siliphambanise sizanika umculo omnandi ongochazayo Umculo wami ungatholakala wonke amashow ama online shops abo Spotify abo iTunes abo Deezer kwa kuma social media pages amu wonke ku Twitter yami ngu Rocky Dub RockieDub na ku Facebook ngile ngilisebenzisayo na ku Instagram ile ndisebenzisayo ikho ngathola khona ama links ami.
Silibasana ngomculo we hip hop siwuphakulelwa ngu-Rock Dub obe nguyesi laye kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday
uyenzani abakwazi babantu
Rock on Rock Dub mpelasonto emnandikini lonke igama lami u-Ezra Jesus Banda
Tutu, jumpy, hutu, fagis, hupu, kayu, fuzu, shawi, nguzu, ngoli, stufu, shama, mabunju, klashu, mundu, ikupi, vabis, kuri, snazi, ikupi, aisa, gachi, swipe, ngabusi, price, idasti, dasti, kasti, yazu, manzi, pasma, spambi, plaka, stati, chance, smogolo, smogol, smogolo, pena, mahata, wasenzi, fogo, fogo, unini, soko, soko, spendi, malai, kinyon, kono, ewe, Believe it so, this is your flow. Hey, wait. Singing in doors, this really was so. Hey, wait. Really the boy, a kiss for the dog. Hey, wait. Singing to boys, just keep it no more. Inzani, yaba kwazi baba. Kwazi baba. Kwama chaiba. Kwama chaiba. Batu zocho. Uyenzani, yaba kwazi baba. Kwazi baba. Kwama chaiba. Kwama chaiba. Batu zocho.
Lumunana ngali python, python Chucha ngali simple size, dollar size up Big game, petty cyclone, yeah Yenga bandle, new game, na diga so Kabandles, dulces, jala ga so Karabless, group man, pussy 5-4 Hope never have to shoot anybody, I know
Lo mculi wengoma zomdumo we-hip hop uWaren Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi ngu-Rocky Dub ocula ekobulawayo. Singakehlukani, yesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 kwele South Africa osokwamukeliwe ngenjabulo enkulu ngabaningi kakhulu abeZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe. Isiphathamandla sebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party uMnumzana Patton Xaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namhla lapho akhalaze imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso yebail. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.